Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Pro Football Draft Party, live from the Q Club of Wisconsin. Bill Michaels anchors our coverage, along with former Green Bay Packer Gary Ellerson and Chili's network reporter Mike Clemens, live in Green Bay.
With the first pick.
Now, follow our in-depth team coverage of NFL Draft Day 2019 on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We are live. We're at the Q Club of Wisconsin here in Waukesha, Wisconsin, off of Grandview Boulevard behind Dunkin' Donuts. And this place is packed in anticipation of tonight's 2019 NFL Draft as they are about to get underway here in just a few as the commissioner will take the stage down in Nashville and announce officially that the Arizona Cardinals are now on the clock. There is speculation as to whether or not it's going to be Nick Bosa out of Ohio State, Kyler Murray, the quarterback out of Oklahoma, even Quinnen Williams out of Alabama, as to who that top pick may end up being. But nevertheless, we are going to analyze to death this thing tonight and then obviously get you all set up for pick number 12 and pick number 30, which is the Green Bay Packers pick this evening. And we've kind of talked about the needs of the Green Bay Packers. What would be the most surprising thing, Paul? Paul Emig alongside Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back here tonight as well. Paul, I'll start with you. The most surprising thing that you think could come out of tonight's NFL draft?
Well, I mean, let's not get too cute about it. The most surprising thing that could if it's a quarterback, like that would,
right?
The earth around Packerville would just shatter. I mean, if that was to actually happen. I've been tweeting a lot about it in recent days. I've been posting, like, every time Daniel Jeremiah from NFL.com would post a new mock draft. In recent weeks, it's been every single time he's had Drew Lock attached to the Packers. Every time I post that, there is, like, people are like, this cannot happen. Like, just absolute
terror. They're not taking
terror.
They're not taking Lock at 12.
No. Time it's been at 30. It just, yeah. I mean, to be clear, that was never the pick at 30. So that would be the most surprising thing. I think aside from that, Bill, and the Todd McShay, Mel Kiper draft show that was last Saturday listed wide receiver as their number one need. I was scratching my head, like, that's their number one need? They could use a wide receiver, but as their biggest need, I would disagree with. So I think if they were to go Marquise Brown or DK Metcalf at 12, that would be really surprising. Ooh. But other than that,
Packers?
Yeah, like, I mean, in terms of things that would be surprising.
I don't like Metcalf at 12.
No, I don't. I mean, he's fallen a lot. Like, right after the combine.
He's a one-trick pony.
He's a freak athlete that
can't
run a route.
Well, unless you think he's Randy Moss.
If you can groom him to be that.
Well,
but Moss could run routes.
Yeah, the only way.
Not really.
I mean, later, he developed a route running ability.
Moss was just a guy that could go get a ball.
Right.
There's some guys you can say go.
That's what Metcalf is.
Yeah,
is Metcalf, does he have the same apex ability that Randy
That's
Moss
what I'm saying.
Have you seen that guy?
Because Randy Moss could just flat up. Randy Moss could climb a ladder and beat you up to the ball and go get it.
Right.
And so it's Metcalf that cat.
I think that's all that would surprise me.
I don't think they went
quarterback or wide receiver early. Defense, offensive line, tight end. Okay, running back. They're not going to take Josh Jacobs, the running back from Alabama. They're not going to take him at 12. That would be a surprise.
Well, they can take the kid from Kentucky.
The running back?
Yeah. Later.
Later.
Tomorrow. Later, yeah.
Yeah.
The commissioner making his way to the stage. Let's go ahead and take a listen to the commissioner opening things up.
Good evening, Nashville. Welcome to Music City, home of the 2019 NFL Draft. Tonight, we officially welcome the next generation of players in celebration of the NFL's 100th season. Before we get started, we have a special announcement that will help launch new memories for one NFL fan. I'm joined by three remarkable men who will assist with this moment. Hey, Marcus, you want to say something to your hometown crowd?
How's it, Nashville? Welcome to the NFL Draft. Enjoy yourself. Let's go.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all you got.
Marcus Mariota? Well, that's about like
so now, are they also inside right now?
No, outside. No. They're under like a little stage,
Joe
but
Green
it's outside.
And Tim Brown.
Tim Brown.
Tim Brown. Hall of Famer.
All three of these men embody excellence on and off the field and represent greatness across generations of NFL history. Guys.
Tim Brown now stepping
to the podium.
All
right, tonight, as part of NFL 100, we are announcing the greatest prize in the history of professional sports. One fan is about to win two season tickets for the next 100 years.
Oh, what?
A fan
thousands
is winning two season tickets for the next 100 years.
Their passion for the team
now, if you win these tickets
and
in your 50,
of families
can you will
have
them?
Been connected through
well,
football.
Well, I hope so.
With
you know,
us
throughout
here tonight
your family.
Are yeah. the three finalists.
Oh, these are the finalists. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
I'm here.
Who's that?
Does that mean Joe Green?
That's Mean Joe.
There
and
you go.
The winner of NFL season's tickets for the next 100 years. That's what I said, 100 years. Representing the New York Giants. Greg Hampton.
Yeah, Greg ain't gonna make it long.
No. Greg got about 8 years left.
Yeah, in. Greg, because you
and he's gonna get a cholesterol test.
Yeah, you need to slim down a little bit, Greg.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I ain't judging though, what you're saying.
Yeah, we are.
I'm just saying, Greg.
So after the fun of the frivolity happened, and the Hampton family congratulates the other, you know, finalists and such, and now they have, you know, season tickets for 100 years. Now we get to the NFL draft. The Arizona Cardinals are going to be on the clock, and if Arizona should say go in the direction of Nick Bosa, how much does that change things for San Francisco, who has Garoppolo?
Well, it changes things for the Green Bay Packers, what it does.
That's what I'm saying.
If they don't take Kyler Murray here, that changes things for the Packers.
Yeah.
Because that means these quarterbacks will now fall.
So San Francisco, who has Garoppolo, they're not drafting a quarterback.
Jets just got Darnold.
Jets just got Darnold.
See, stuff gets crazy.
I mean, see Oakland going crazy.
Oakland could
sure
get,
you know.
I don't know why John Gruden doesn't like Carr. He's a good quarterback.
Because he's John Gruden.
Yeah. John Gruden didn't like anybody. He got rid of everybody.
Maybe Tampa Bay wants a successor because they don't get down with
Jameis
Winston. He said
Giants need a quarterback.
Now, that would be
their GM doesn't think they do, but they do.
But Eli's about at the end. They got to find somebody.
Why does Gettleman think that Eli is still a great
Jacksonville.
Oh, they just did Nick Foles. I mean,
yeah, they just got
they
Nick
just gave
Foles.
Him a ton of money.
Detroit Stafford, Lions doesn't need a quarterback.
Need a quarterback.
Buffalo doesn't need a quarterback. Denver
needs one.
I keep seeing, okay, so Joel Klatt on Fox just released his. They have Washington trading up to number 5 with Tampa Bay to get Haskins.
That could work.
That's
what's going to happen. If Kyler Murray doesn't go here, it's going to be a huge trickle effect throughout this draft.
San Francisco is going to have so
it
many offers.
Everybody.
You would think to move
yes.
up. Because if so, Gary, I said this to Bill the other day. Did you see Dan Snyder in Washington dismissed all of his scouts until Friday because he said, I'm taking over round one of the draft?
So he did the Raiders?
John Gruden did the same thing.
Well, sure, but at least he has Mike Mayock with him.
Right.
The Washington owner,
Snyder himself.
Said, guys, I got the first round. Talk to me on Friday when the second round starts.
Oh, my God.
Which means you know he's going to do something extremely aggressive.
Yeah.
Like trade up to 5.
And he is going to do something really stupid.
Right.
He's guaranteed to do something really
stupid. He's going to sell the field to probably get Haskins.
I'll tell you this. I am. This is one of these situations in which, as a Green Bay Packer fan, you thank God that you don't have, like, a crazy owner. You know?
Yeah.
Look, the Packers move like an iceberg.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
I mean, that's the way they move. Very slow, very methodical. Sometimes it's not as quick and as flashy as people like, but it's always the same. It's always very steady.
Correct.
And they've had a lot of success in doing it that way. Whereas you got a team, a crazy owner like Daniel Snyder. Remember when they had to actually, like, Mack, the kid that they ended up drafting on the offensive line down in Dallas, and Jerry Jones was going to go and call in Johnny Manziel, kill his son, damn near had to tackle him.
Yeah.
And finally they brought in Mack, who was the kid that
you're talking about Zach Martin?
Or Zach Martin. Zach Martin.
Yeah, yeah.
They brought in Zach Martin to anchor that offensive line and everything began to flow after that.
Right, right.
Just
well his son took over.
Right. His son had a tackle.
So,
that was the
Jerry,
day he took
you're
over.
Done.
Yeah. That was almost like watching the old Humphrey Bogart movie, the mutiny.
But Snyder's, I think Snyder's the same guy that paid up for Albert Hainsworth.
Yes,
he did.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he did.
When everybody knew that he was a bust.
He's the guy that told RG3 he was his guy.
Yep. He traded the whole draft to get RG3.
When Shanahan didn't want him anymore because he wouldn't work. He wouldn't come to meetings. And Shanahan didn't want him anymore. He went down and fired Shanahan and kept RG3.
Yep.
And set that franchise back. So now we'll find out. Now we'll find out who the
– But nobody, a lot of people here in the state did not like Mark Murphy.
That's what I was going to say, Bill.
Like, there you go.
They don't have the owner, but I think like a lot of people are starting to think Murphy thinks he's the owner, and it's not,
well, fine.
It's not going over
he's
so
the president.
Well.
I guess my question would be, what did Murphy do wrong?
Well, he waited too long to fire Ted.
He did wait too long. He waited about a year, two.
I'm being facetious.
No.
Just so you know.
But if you
want, because that's what those. He waited too long.
Hindsight being
whatever
it is, you could probably say, okay, maybe a year.
Yeah, right.
You know, maybe a year too long.
Maybe a year.
All right. But, you know, people kept saying, well, you got to be more like Bob Harlan. Well, Bob Harlan stayed out of the way.
He didn't do anything.
You know, Bob Harlan was the one that set all the wheels in motion before he left.
Right.
And it worked. It worked really well. And then all of a sudden, they wanted him not to be Bob Harlan and step in as if he's supposed to have some type of intuit.
Exactly.
To where he has to know right at the right time.
Crazy.
Sometimes you just give the benefit of the doubt to the guy that's got you there.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. And people get mad at him for developing Title Town and a ski hill.
Why?
Why? You got to make money. You're the smallest damn franchise in all of major sports. This is the reason you had to have a referendum, was so you could keep the team in Green Bay.
Go ahead.
I don't think anybody cared until he started taking over football. No one really bothered with him when he was the Sledding Hill guy and when he was the Title Town guy.
But he was smart.
Hey.
Because he took his new general manager out of the hot seat. So if this doesn't work out, Mark takes the heat.
He does. He will. Or the credit, if it goes well.
What people, and they still don't fail to realize, that that organization was bad. The Tyler Dunn exposes everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why everybody got mad when they said he wanted everybody to report to me. It had to be that way.
Let's do this. We'll take a break. The Arizona Cardinals have 5 minutes and 48 seconds on the clock. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back, get the first pick of the 2019 NFL Draft, broadcasting live at the Q Club of Wisconsin here in Waukesha, Wisconsin. We've got more right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. The Arizona Cardinals have a couple of minutes. They are currently on the clock as they have opened the 2019 NFL Draft. We're at the Q Club of Wisconsin. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back alongside Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst here, our Green and Gold insider up at Lambeau Field. Mike Clemens will check in with us in just a little bit. Just a side note for the Milwaukee Bucks, for those that did not know, and if you were listening the other night during the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, you would know this already, but today, Coach Budenholzer made it official. For at least the first two games of this series, Malcolm Brogdon is not available.
Yeah.
They say that they will make it a game-by-game basis, but as of right now, he is not available. If you listened to the other night, he had said that he still has pain in the foot and he's not allowed to play until he is 100% pain-free, and that pretty much told me right then and there that he's not coming back. I don't think I'd expect him back for at least another week or two, just depending, but nevertheless, Coach Budenholzer making it official today that Malcolm Brogdon will not be back, at least for the first two games of this particular series. After that, he will be evaluated, so... just an FYI. We got about a minute here before the Arizona Cardinals have to make their pick. I wonder how many phones. Now, they didn't show the draft room in Arizona once they were on the clock.
Right.
They were all sitting there pretty stoic, you know, drinking their Starbucks and hanging out. And,
what may have you, yes.
But I would assume.
Do you want to tip it?
That they are. Yeah, go ahead.
Robert Klemko from Sports Illustrated has the scoop. Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray is the Cardinals pick at number one per source.
So
the pick is now being handed.
Why did they take 10 minutes on the clock?
After being on the clock, fielding phone calls.
You think they were
probably
actually taking a call?
Sure they were.
Considering a trade?
Right.
They're probably taking the phone calls. But Robert Klemko. And Robert Klemko, by the way, was Sports Illustrated, football writer for Sports Illustrated. Stating that, it is Kyler Murray, who indeed will go as the number one pick overall in this year's NFL draft. So, going.
I want to hear the noise, though.
It's coming up. Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
Oh, yes.
The pick is now in, officially.
If this Kyler Murray sets up nice for the Packers.
Because all of a sudden.
Staying at 12.
Yeah, all of a sudden the quarterbacks are going to start rolling off.
Is that you, Paul?
Yeah.
Is that all Paul's food?
Well, you better call Paul.
Good God. You better call eight people to help you with all that. That's a lot of food right there.
Yeah, you better call Paul.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You better call Roto-Rooter after all that. That's what you're going to have to call.
I've got to load up for the next 4 hours.
Yeah.
I believe, if I'm not – oh, it is starting to rain in Nashville. Here's the commissioner.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma.
There it is.
So Peter Schrager, Fox Sports, says there's about to be several big trades coming up from 2 through 10. Stay tuned.
Kyler Murray,
so that we will do,
out of Oklahoma, an undersized quarterback being compared a lot to Drew Brees and his ability. He is a guy that obviously lit it up, and he was highly acclaimed coming into the draft. But on many people's draft boards, Kyler Murray, not even the highest-rated quarterback, the junior entry from Allen, Texas, a one-year starter. After backing up the Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield, Murray and Mayfield are the only back-to-back quarterback Heisman Trophy winners from the same school in college football history. He filled his trophy cabinet with one Heisman, the Davey O'Brien Award, the Manning Award, the Earl Campbell Award, as well as the AP Player of the Year for the first time and First Team All-American, Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, All Big 12 First Team, MVP of the Big 12 Championship Game, and it goes on from there. But Kyler Murray, he's a guy that only stands 5'10", and that's if he's wearing high heels.
Yeah.
Well, and I think you look at this pick now, so I go ahead and keep Josh Rosen, and I let these two guys fight it out, and so be it. So what they end up doing is they go with the head coach, and they pick the head coach. I mean, this is a lot like what you think would happen to the Green Bay Packers, right? But obviously you have an established quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. Well, a new head coach, new regime, come in, they want their quarterback. And that's what the Cardinals just did.
San Francisco 49ers are now officially on the clock. They still need a true wide receiver, number one, although there's some nice complimentary targets in place, but they don't have a really true number one wide receiver right now. On defense, the secondary is going to benefit from more young players who can challenge some of the starting spots there, and another pass rusher wouldn't hurt either, even after the addition of Dee Ford. There's a lot of talk, though, about the defensive tackle, Quinnen Williams, Jeffrey Simmons out of Mississippi State, the D-tackle, edge rusher Josh Allen is out there as well. You got to think that
it's going to be Bosa, right?
Or Quinnen Williams.
That's really the only two, I think, real choices at this point.
Yeah, you would assume.
Hey, by the way, I didn't know. I would think I would have known this before. So Schefter just tweeted in reference to Kyler Murray, the first under 6 foot QB to ever be drafted in the first round. And the first person to ever be a first-round pick in MLB and NFL.
The Arizona Cardinals official Twitter account.
This is old. That's from February.
Yeah, tweeted out, y'all having fun with speculation, but Josh is our guy.
That's from Kingsbury. Said that like 2 months ago.
From Cliff Kingsbury.
Well, he may very well be.
Yeah.
You don't know.
But yeah.
Man.
We'll see if there's a trade here.
Yeah. That's
because one would think if they do a trade, they want it this year. So right now, it's not a first round pick.
Yep.
So now they're on the phone, see if they can get a trade done.
So right now, you've got the San Francisco 49ers on the clock, a little over 5 minutes to go before their pick has to be in. I did find it rather interesting. Kathleen Jacobs from Fox 17 tweeted out, by the way, a reporter down in Nashville, it's kind of a pathetic post. If you haven't seen it already, it's over on my Twitter account. I think, Paul, you retweeted it as well. But it says, I'll tell you who's not happy about the NFL draft being in Nashville. People who plan their bachelorette parties with no idea this was happening. And it's two girls, one in a bride shirt, that is just angry as hell.
Oh, my
they can't
God.
Get downtown.
Excuse, she can't move.
Can't get downtown. So, not happy. I just basically said, look, you got to embrace the NFL at this point.
You know what you do. Just have fun with it.
Yeah. You got to, you know, put football helmets all over your shirt.
There's millionaires all over the place.
Call
honey.
It pluck for a buck and go for your favorite
there
team.
There you go.
There you go. Call it a day right there. You could do $10 at this point.
Yes.
Be good to go. Let's do this. We got San Francisco on the clock with 4 minutes to go. We'll take a break now and come back and get the 49ers pick as Kyler Murray being interviewed on TV, and we'll continue to break this down and see if there's any trades that happen and what news is coming off of Twitter as many teams get their information to start leaking out at about this point in time. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. San Francisco on the clock. More of the 2019 NFL Draft right after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
With the second pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Nick Bosa, defensive end, Ohio State.
The 49ers didn't even wait the entire 10 minutes. They knew who they wanted, and they went right after him. They just bolstered their pass rush yet again, and Nick Bosa is now a 49er. That puts the Jets on the clock. Gary Ellison alongside. I'm here. Bill Michaels. Paul Immig, our green and gold analyst, is here as well. We are broadcasting live. Q Club of Wisconsin out here on Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha, right behind the Dunkin' Donuts. And this place is packed. Packers fans are everywhere. Everybody waiting in anticipation of the 12th overall pick in this year's NFL Draft. And I wouldn't mind if it kept going like this. Don't wait out your entire 10 minutes. Just make the pick and get
nice.
It over with.
That would be nice.
Put us home by 9:30. I'll be happy with that.
Right? That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't think it's going to go like that. But yeah, but that would be nice.
So
no real surprise there, though, Bill. I mean, Nick Bosa, they thought was the best player in his draft.
Yeah.
So to get him at number two, I think for 49ers is a no-brainer. And you look at, you know, their general manager, John Lynch, right?
Right.
What he's all about is all about defense. And they think they got the best defensive player in the draft. You got Garoppolo coming back next year. Then you have your signature guy on the defense side of the ball.
So Nick Bosa now gone. The next highest rated guys, you have Montez Sweat, if you believe that that report to be bogus.
Adam Schefter says the Jets are trying very hard to trade this pick.
And you know what? They need corners. That's their top need.
Right.
Anthony Barr's last-second change of heart in free agency means the glaring void at edge rusher. However, McKagan?
Sure.
Their general manager?
Sure.
He needs O-line. they got to give Sam Darnold some better guys to play behind. And this is a defensive-heavy draft. You could always go with a big-time offensive tackle here. You've got some guys that certainly fill the bill. Jonah Williams, the first cat that everybody wants to talk about. You could go after Jonah Williams right here and bolster your offensive line. You also have Clelin Ferrell, the kid out of Clemson, the defensive end out of Clemson, along with Montez Sweat. Josh Allen, the outside backer out of Kentucky. And, you know, they need another edge rusher.
They do.
So it's, you know, but there's a lot of the best players on the board, depending on who you look at. I had mentioned Quinnen Williams, Jeffrey Simmons out of Mississippi State. There's Josh Allen, who I had also mentioned, that they're all sitting there. Devin White, the inside linebacker. They need some help there as well. So they've got some, they need help at tight end. They need help at wide receiver. So you can almost throw a dart at a dartboard right now.
I don't know why they would trade out of this. Doesn't make sense to me.
Unless you believe that you can trade down and still get Clelin Ferrell or Montez Sweat or one of those guys, and Oakland is
too hot to trot for a quarterback.
Because Oakland still needs a corner. Remember, they got rid of Khalil Mack. They need an edge rusher. They didn't have much of a pass rush last year.
That's true.
So they also need a wide receiver. You know, they got rid of wide receivers last year. I mean, it's just like anybody and everybody that just seemed to clash.
Yeah, but they're sitting right there at four. Why would you trade one spot up?
The only thing I can think is you either think that Gruden and Mayock in Oakland are going to give you a sweet offer, or that Dan Snyder and his crazy in Washington are going to give you a sweet offer.
If I'm Oakland, I sit right where I'm at.
If I'm Oakland, I stay where I'm at. But
unless they love Quinnen Williams, the D tackle, maybe then that's the only.
Oh God!
My
There's
point is,
so
though,
many
is that
tackles out there.
The
dude.
Jets, yeah. The Jets, for what they need, they may be able to get the same guy three or four
where
spots.
They
down.
Will be, yeah.
And Oakland kind of has the same needs, but because we had mentioned it's so deep at defensive end, at defensive edge rusher and linebacker, that maybe you're just like, they're all the same at this point. We go ahead and trade back and get better value. So, see what happens. But the New York Jets right now are on the clock.
They're going to milk every minute.
Oh,
every second left.
I don't blame them.
They got a minute.
We'll see what happens. but a lot of needs for the New York Jets as well. We are broadcasting live again at the Q Club of Wisconsin out here in Waukesha. We're right behind the Dunkin' Donuts on Grandview Boulevard. If you want to come by and say hi, I'd be glad to see a face, shake a hand. But there's a lot of Packers fans in here tonight just waiting.
Hey, look who's in the draft room tonight.
There's Mark Murphy in the draft room, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Now, he's been in every draft.
Oh, he's always in the draft.
He's always there. So I'm stirring the pot here,
Bill.
I know you are.
Well, go ahead.
That's all. That was the only goal.
He's always in the draft room.
He's always there. I'm not overly concerned. I know that some people are retweeting it, but I'm not overly concerned, to be perfectly honest.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
Mark's making the pick, Bill.
Yeah, that's exactly what people will be saying.
No, Mark's not making the pick. I'm going to retweet that, though, just to stir the pot with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just, well, you know, you do what you can.
Analyst slash pot stirrer.
But the other guy that's standing right in the middle of him is Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
Who looks like a young college scout.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Right.
He's a young 39.
If I look correctly on the radio.com app, they have, if you look at that computer screen, I think they have us on.
I think that's their draft board. Can you zoom in?
That might be their draft. I cannot zoom in, but that I wonder if that's their draft board.
Yeah. Whoops. Someone on the social media team is not having a job. Oh, and there it is. They're trading up for Locke?
Yeah, I don't know what that is that they're taking a picture of, but
stop.
I wonder what that is, seriously.
Yeah.
I wonder what that is. It's not their draft board.
Does someone with good sleuthing skills that can kind of use like?
You'd have to get one of those somebody that's at home right now in their mom's basement or grandmother's basement might be able to kind of sleuth that a little bit and clear up that picture if you enlarge it.
No one's
here. We go. The Jets pick is in. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, they got to keep this pick. I take Quentin Williams out of them.
Yeah, that's what.
With the third pick. In the 2019 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, that's where he should
go. Nose tackle, Alabama. Yeah.
That's the pick.
Quinnen Williams.
Know how you turn that down.
No surprises, it went 1-2-3, I think, as most people thought.
Most people thought it would go in that direction. So, yeah, you are correct. So that puts now as the Oakland Raiders.
Let's get crazy.
Are now squarely on the clock.
Gruden time, you know things are going to go a little bit nuts.
Yeah, the Oakland Raiders adding a whole lot of juice to pass rush that produced a league low 13 sacks last season. No other team, by the way, had fewer than 30 sacks. The Oakland Raiders had 13.
Hey, you know, they had a guy that was pretty good at getting sacks.
He was
traded
him
to Chicago.
Yeah,
that guy.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, thanks a lot for doing that, by the way.
For whatever reason. But John Gruden, Mike Mayock, they are sitting there by themselves, I would assume. Let's see that draft room.
They are. It's just the two of them.
Let's see that draft room as those two guys are sitting by themselves right now.
Maybe Mark Davis is in there or something.
He's probably at a hairstylist. that cat's got, like, he's got, like, coconut hair.
You need to stop.
You know, he's just, that's an embarrassing-looking look he's got going on. I'm always afraid I'll meet him somewhere and I'll tip my hat to him and he'll tip his hair to me, you know. He's got
that
kind of hair.
Quentin Williams' mom died of cancer, I believe.
Really?
9 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, great story.
They need some weaponry for Derek Carr. They need a corner. They need a D lineman. They need an outside linebacker, an edge rusher. They need a running back. So they could go in a number of different ways. They could go Jeffrey Simmons out of Mississippi State. They go Josh Allen, who would be the edge rusher they've been looking for, T.J. Hockenson, the tight end. They could go in that direction and get themselves some additional tight end help because, remember, they got rid of the former cat that used to be with Green Bay.
Jared Cook.
Jared Cook is gone. So they got rid of everybody. So now we'll see. And this is what John Gruden wanted. He wanted a bunch of picks so he could mold the team into his image.
Right.
Which is coming from a guy who hates rookies.
Exactly.
Which is
an oddity.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see which direction they go as we've got about 5 minutes remaining for the Oakland Raiders before they have to get their pick in. But that's where they stand right now. In the meantime, a few messages from Twitter as people at Paul. We talked about stirring the pot.
What do you got?
Well, some people are just upset. You know, there's Mark Murphy in the war room.
Oh, here we go.
Making the pick. You know, although a lot of the one picture that's making the rounds probably more than anything is that picture of the bride and some of the bridesmaids saying, her fiance must not know anything about football, and if he did,
I know, right? Who is that guy?
He would have told her, "Don't go."
But no, he might have been okay with it
if he's there.
Yes,
if he's there as well. So, but that's the picture right now. That's probably getting getting more play and more run than anything is that poor bride on the outside looking in. So, which is funny.
Well, everyone for the most part thought, pending a really bizarre shakeup, that it would go Kyler Murray, Bosa, and then Quinnen Williams.
It's going to plan.
But this is where four was kind of where everybody started to disagree. There was a pretty strong consensus of who the top three would be. Now what?
Well, four is because you don't know what the Raiders are going to do.
They kicked
everybody out. And you don't know if they like Carr or not, because this would be the time they take their quarterback of the future.
Right. That's a great point. Do they go in that direction, or do they go after, say, Josh Allen?
Well, let's not forget that.
If I'm them, I'm going after Josh Allen. He's your best edge rusher. He's best outside linebacker. You need that. You're a career. Boy, that guy's got some grill work that he's had done, Quinnen Williams has.
Yeah, he's got the braces in.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Big time.
Trying to get that smile right before you go in there.
There's nothing wrong with that. He's going to do some commercials someday.
Yeah, get a camel suit one, you know. Get that camel suit
one. The new Chunky Soup commercial?
Yeah, you got to get that one. Big fella got to get that one. I ain't mad at him.
So Daniel Jeremiah, Bill, Gary.
Yes.
Best players available at this point. Josh Allen, the edge rusher from Kentucky, and this is in Daniel Jeremiah's opinion. T.J. Hockenson, the tight end from Iowa. Ed Oliver, the D tackle from Houston, and then Devin White, the linebacker from LSU. Whether that actually is some order of which Oakland is thinking the same thing, who knows? But you would think they might go. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't trust Ron Gruden to run my team. So I have no idea what he's going to do.
By many. Oliver
is undersized to me.
Oliver is undersized. There's no doubt.
He's like Mike Daniels.
Well, and Kenny Clark was he came in the league undersized.
Right. If they got Oliver, you've got Paul Guenther, their defensive coordinator, had Geno Atkins plug in the middle of the defensive line during his Bengals days. They're doing it now out in Oakland. Now if they get a guy like Oliver to be a disruptor as well, then I think you might have something there as far as putting pass rush on. But I'm picturing right now John Gruden with a scowl and Mike Mayock sitting behind John Gruden going, okay, John, whatever you want to do. And then Mr. Davis with the coconut hair, he's probably just kind of sleeping right now, dreaming of his money in
Vegas. Well,
they're going to go. Come on.
They've got to go Jeffrey Simmons or Josh Allen here, if that's what they're doing.
Oh, that bar is hopping. Look at that.
Oh, look at that bar. They're showing a bar, Legend Sports Bar in Las Vegas right now.
Full of people who kind of care.
They got a Derek Carr jersey on and a black hole jersey and then a fat guy bartending.
You know what? Las Vegas has quietly become a hockey town.
Yes, it has. The Golden Knights set them on fire.
Yeah, sure.
I've been to a game there. It was actually really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They love their hockey.
Winning that Stanley Cup last year, man, in their first season.
Right.
That wasn't quietly. They burst onto the scene, man. When you come out as an expansion team.
People don't know
team,
about it.
Right. When you come out as an expansion team and you win the whole damn thing, that's saying something right there.
So, Jeffrey Simmons or Josh Allen, I think, here.
Okay. Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah.
He can't even play this year, right? Isn't he out for the whole year?
Is he?
I thought he tore his ACL a couple months ago.
He may have.
Yeah, he tore his ACL in February.
There's Josh Allen, Clelin Ferrell, Montez Sweat.
I cannot see them taking T.J.
Hockenson, Jeffrey Simmons.
No.
There's a few of these guys that are available.
And you're right, they don't take Jeffrey Simmons if he's out.
So actually, even like Bob McGinn took Simmons at 12 today for the Packers, and it's not going over well because Simmons won't play this year.
No.
He's going to have to basically be medical redshirt.
But then Oakland be the guy to take him because Gruden's got a 10-year deal, doesn't he?
9 years left.
There you go.
Yeah, nine years left. 9 years and $110 million, I think is what it was.
110 years, 100 mil.
So we're getting word the pick is in for the commissioner to come up and make the announcement here momentarily.
So it's either going to be – okay, let's see. Let's look at this real quick.
What defensive player? It's going to be a defensive
Josh
player.
Josh Allen, Hockenson, so Montez Sweat, Clelin Ferrell.
So Allen or Sweat.
So these
or it could be Bush.
Or Devin Bush. There's Jonah Williams, who is still on the board.
Thank you. They're looking for O-line.
There's a lot of talk about Ed Oliver going at this particular pick, that they really liked him.
There's a Giants beat writer who's tweeting that it's either Ed Oliver or an agreed-upon trade.
All right, here we go.
So we
pick is in, so it's not a trade.
Pat Leonard from the New York Daily News.
I'm just trying to look and see if I see anything flowing down the Twitterverse as of right now.
So, the Athletic beat writer Vic Tafur, who covers the Raiders for the Athletic, was looking as it was either going to – oh, the pick's in. You want me to tell you?
Go ahead.
Pick is in. Yeah, they didn't trade.
Do you want me to let them announce it? Or?
No, let them announce it. Hold on.
You want it, Bill?
Cleveland Farrell. That's a good pick. I like Cleveland Farrell. We'll get officially from the commissioner here momentarily. Where'd you get that?
That was John Middlecoff.
Okay.
Former Eagle scout, Colin Cowherd guy. Let's see if he's right.
Well, that's the reason I don't follow him, man.
That will
it's not your
reason.
Buddy?
No.
Yeah, that would be the reason I don't follow him. Sports Illustrated has it now, too. Cleveland Farrell is the guy. Here, take a listen.
With the fourth pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select Cleveland Farrell, defensive end, Clemson.
He didn't. They're showing Raiders fans on the screen, and they had no idea who he was.
This guy's getting into it now, though.
And then he went, "Oh, okay." So
no, he's not.
There you go.
That guy's going to become a meme tonight.
There you go. So as the rain begins to fall steadily in Nashville, which I'm sure is the NFL's worst nightmare, they pick Cleveland Farrell.
Cleveland?
Cleveland, as he called him. And he is now an Oakland Raider. He is out of Richmond, Virginia, and he is one tenacious dude that came out of Clemson and played on the outside, will now play for the Oakland Raiders. Let's do this. We'll take a break as we now have, Tampa Bay is on the clock. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on the clock. We've got more of the 2019 NFL Draft right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. It is the 2019 NFL Draft. We are broadcasting live at the Q Club of Wisconsin. I'm Bill Michaels. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, alongside Gary Ellison, former Packer and Badger running back, my co-host for the Green and Gold postgame show, all here at the Q Club here in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Packed house. Everybody is holding their breath, waiting for number 12 for the Green Bay Packers and then a number 30 for the Green Bay Packers to be chosen tonight in this year's draft. And come on out to the Q Club. We're enjoying not only great hospitality, as we do all the time, but
sure.
They have tons of pool tables, foosball tables. They have bocce ball out here now, right down the middle of the joint. They got foosball leagues here on the weekends. They have bands and live entertainment. Obviously, they've got a ton of TVs in here. I'm looking at probably like 10, 15 TVs in here right now. And they're going to have all the sports on, whether it's Brewers or Bucks, even Packers during Packers game day. So, anyway, that being said, come on out and say hello. And we'd love to see you out here tonight during the first round of the NFL draft. And we'll get back to Mike Clemens coming up here shortly. You've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the clock with just over 2 minutes to go before the pick has to be in. There were teams with second-round grades on Cleveland Farrell. Tom Pelissero reporting that the Raiders, he said, quote, must have just outsmarted everybody, but bold would be an understatement for the first pick of the Mayock Gruden era, where some were saying he was a second-round choice. Now, our lad scouting service, one of the draft Bibles used by many,
right,
had him rated fourth highest.
Overall?
Overall.
Yeah.
Fourth highest overall as far as grades go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to kind of go there. But
well, I think he's that good, Bill.
I do, too. I like what I saw out of him playing down at Clemson.
Yeah.
So, but that was their fourth highest projection. So
behind Bosa, behind Quinnen Williams.
Yes.
And who's the other?
Let's see here.
Because some people didn't have Kyler as that high of a prospect.
Actually, I take that back. He was their seventh highest pick. Nick Bosa was number one. Dwayne Haskins, number two.
Wow.
Quinnen Williams, number three.
Right.
Josh Allen, number four. Devin White, five. Montez Sweat, six. Ed Oliver, I take that back, at seven. Then Cleveland Farrell at number eight. Christian Wilkins at number nine. Dexter Lawrence, the defensive tackle out of Clemson, at number 10.
So the pick is in already for the Buccaneers?
So the Buccaneers, their pick is in. It is now pouring down rain in Nashville. This is what the NFL didn't want it.
No.
They got everybody piled into the streets at an outside draft venue.
Well, they all inside now.
Yeah, the stage is covered, completely
right.
covered.
Yeah.
But everybody else is.
So that's what I'm saying. If it's in Green Bay, it has to be in the atrium.
You would assume.
You just don't know. I mean, you have two venues ready, but you just don't know what that's going to be like this time of year. Because don't we supposed to get snow tomorrow?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Sorry.
3 to 5 inches.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Here comes the commissioner to the podium. Let's take a listen.
You have it already or no?
For Tampa Bay's pick, I'm joined by Casey Reynolds, a Make-A-Wish kid and a huge Buccaneers fan. Casey's been fighting cancer, and tonight his wish is to be granted to announce the opportunity to be granted to announce the Buccaneers' first-round pick. We hope this wish gives Casey the physical and emotional strength to face any challenges that come his way. Okay, Casey, now's the time.
With the fifth pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Devin White, linebacker, LSU.
There you go. Devin White, the fifth overall rated by our lad scouting service. He ends up going where many thought he would. Top five draft choice, very solid player. Devin White, the linebacker out of LSU. That's another guy I wanted to see end up in green and gold.
Yeah, that would have been
for sure. That would have been.
Well, him or Bush.
Right.
The Devins.
White, yeah. Bush, or Sweat to me.
Yeah.
So let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Let's get to the top of the hour. We'll be back. More of the NFL Draft right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.